Hey there, we are back with another Tech Thursday episode here on the Lazy Girls Guide to Podcasting. I'm Verity. As ever, it is great to have you back here. If you are not already subscribed to the podcast on whichever podcasting app, platform, player, thing, YouTube, whatever you're listening on, if you're not subscribed to the podcast, just go ahead and subscribe. I am chuffed a bit with the amount of subscribers that we have got to this show, particularly in the last few months. So thank you so much. Your support from every single one of you means so, so much. And just thank you. But yeah, so anyway, we're not here to just massage my ego and talk about how many subscribers that we have got today. What we are going to be talking about is how to take snippets from your podcast and use that video for an Instagram reel, a TikTok video, any kind of video to promote your podcast online. Now, yes, there are definitely some of you out there who are listening to that and be like, you know, Verity, you're talking about promoting on TikTok. You did an entire episode about why you have stopped promoting the podcast on TikTok. And you are absolutely right. Those of you who listened into episode 63, why I quit promoting my podcast on TikTok, that's very observant of you. I do no longer promote my podcast on TikTok. If you haven't listened to that, by the way, episode 63, I'd really recommend going back and listening to that deep dive onto, well, just that, why I don't promote on TikTok anymore. But the information that I'm going to give you within this episode is still relevant to if you do want to use snippets of your podcast to promote, you know, using video on TikTok. The principles still apply regardless of me not actively using the platform anymore. How this works is when I'm in Riverside, we know that I record using Riverside FM. There is a link in the bio if you want to have a go completely for free. They've got a free plan you can sign up to, have a play around with it, see if it is a platform that you want to use for recording and editing your episodes. But what you can do in Riverside is take out little snippets, cut down the video, and they've made this even easier. They have released a feature called Magic Clips, which is absolutely fab, and it runs itself by AI. It just picks out little clips that it thinks will be good for social media. Sometimes it's completely on the mark, and I have to say, sorry, Riverside, but sometimes I do find it just completely misses a beat, and I get really random things thrown up at me that I'm like, where did this even come from? No one wants to listen to this. Like, this is not the bit that people are going to listen to, that are going to be like, you know, pulling them across to the episode. So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. 9 times out of 10, I do use the magic clips, or maybe 8 times out of 10, but sometimes I know there's a particular bit where I just want to go in and I want to turn, like, you know, 60 seconds into a little snippet. But my point is that in Riverside, I will create those individual little clips. I can size them how I want as well within the editing software that they've got. And then I download those clips. What I then do is I go across to video.ai. Now, video is spelled a little bit weirdly here. It's vidyo.ai. And I then upload those little snippets into Video AI. And that is where I generate the text that comes up for people to read whilst playing the video. Now, there's a couple of things to mention here. Yes, you absolutely can add captions in Riverside, and you can customize them to a degree to look how you want. However, I feel personally that at this point in time, the caption options that you can, you know, generate using Video AI are better. So I prefer to use Video AI for that reason. You can, like, you know, highlight the words as they're reading. You can do funky things. You can add loads of different things all over the video, like, you know, your YouTube handle, your Instagram handle, or any little messages that you want to. And for me, that just takes the edge over the Riverside editing tools captions right at this point in time. You know, that might be something that Riverside are going to work on. They are working on producing a lot of additional features at the moment. So that could be something that they work on in the future. But at the moment, I go across to Video AI. Now, Video AI has got a free plan. It gives you 75 minutes of video per month if you're on the free plan. And if you want more than that, if you want 3,600 upload minutes, then that is $18 per month that is going to set you back. Now, the reason why I create the little clips in Riverside and download them is because then I will never go over that 75 minute upload, which is on the free plan. So even if you're doing 60 minute episodes, if you've taken maybe three clips each 60 seconds or less, that's only 3 minutes of that 75 upload minutes that you're using up on the free plan. So I would highly suggest, if you're using video AI just to keep the costs down, I would highly recommend creating the clips on Riverside or whichever other editing platform you are using, and then upload the clips into Video AI, as opposed to uploading the entire episode into Video AI and then making the clips and then making the captions from that, because you're just going to end up using a load of time that you just don't need to use up, basically. Now, the thing with the free plan is that you can only have your videos rendered in 720. If you want it in 180, then you are going to need to go up to the pro plan. But to be quite honest with you, I don't really see the need. There are probably people out there being like, Verity, you absolutely need the 180 over the 720 output. But you know what? I've never had anyone turn around to me and say that they didn't, convert to listening to the podcast just because there was a 720 video render on a video clip as opposed to a 1080 video render. So anyway, what I then do is I go through Video AI, I add the captions, I download that, and then I go across to Content Studio, which is the social media scheduler that I use, and I upload it to there and then schedule it across to Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter. I'm really having to think where I send these to now. Facebook, and that's it. That might sound a little bit long-winded, but I promise you it's a really, really quick process. And I find it takes, maybe 10, 15 minutes to get maybe two, three videos out of one episode doing that entire process. It's really quick. Now, you might be wondering to yourself, well, why am I even adding captions into the videos? A lot of people will watch Instagram reels and TikTok videos with the sound off. So therefore, if you do not have any captions, then nobody can interact with your video if they're not listening with the sound on. Now, you might be wondering, well, why do people listen with the sound off or watch even with the sound off? And there's a whole load of reasons for doing that. You want to make your content as accessible as possible. And if somebody is watching and they don't have the audio on and you've got no captions, they're just going to skip past your video because they have got no way of interacting with it, because just watching somebody's head talk is not engaging in the slightest. And watching an audiogram with no caption and just a static picture is not engaging either. So you need to have the captions so that people can follow along with what is being said and be enticed to then converting over to being a listener and actually listening to your show, clicking on your link in bio or looking up your show. And as I said, ultimately becoming a listener and hopefully subscribing and getting you more downloads as well. So that is my process for how I create the videos that you see for Lazy Girl's Guide to Podcasting on social media. Now, if you wanted a deeper dive in that, I am creating a walkthrough video, which will probably actually be available in the membership by the time this episode goes up. I'm trying to think now when this episode goes up, but it will either be loaded or very close to being uploaded. In Lazy Pod Club, we've got loads of masterclasses. I've been drafting out masterclass ideas and oh my gosh, we've just got so many coming. But as I said, after I have done this episode, I am actually going to record using my screen. So you get behind the scenes, you can see what I'm doing, literally click the click using Riverside and Video AI to create the videos with captions that you see that I use for promoting the podcast on social media. If that is something that you are interested in, you want to see actually how it works, then do head across to veritysongon.com/membership, where you will find all of the details for joining Lazy Pod Club, because I can't wait to see you over in there. We've got so much goodness coming into the membership and it's so super exciting. So oh, I hope I didn't shatter anyone's eardrums with that high-pitched little noise that I just did there. Anyway, as ever, I hope that you have found this episode useful, and I will see you next time.